Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
I'm not Andrew D. I'm actually Nick Humphreys. I'm going to be your host this evening for the next hour. I normally host my own show on Tuesday evenings at 9 p.m. on UK time, GMT time. But I'm standing in for the lovely Andrew this evening. I can't remember what he's doing, but he's asked me very kindly just to stand in for him, which I'm doing. So just so you remember, I'm Nick Humphreys. Okay, you can get me at my website, which is www.nick-humphreys.com. I am a host on here, as I say, on Mike Spirit FM on the Tuesdays. So welcome all, and thank you for listening, and thank you for tuning in, wherever you are. So this evening, I don't know how Andrew normally runs his shows, but I just normally have a bit of fun with my shows. I like to get callers in and obviously do some readings, a bit of philosophy, and a little bit of music as well. But the numbers you need to ring if you do want to call the show are, if you're in the States, 760-283-4611. If you're in the UK, it's 001-283-4611. Is that right? I think it's right. Yep. And then but be warned, please, if you are in the UK, to get the bill payer's permission. It is a chargeable call, okay? If you do want to call a show and you want to get in for free, excuse me, just go on to Blog Talk Radio on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. You have to excuse me. I've just had a mouthful of chocolate, and which was lovely. So yeah, I'm just relaxed, and that's the sort of person that I am. So if you want to get a hold of me, please do go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. And you can also get in contact with me on Facebook as well, which is International Medium Nick Humphreys. And but I've got loads going on. I'm in Reading this week on Saturday at the Holiday Inn Hotel. It's Reading South. Tickets are £8. Starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7. If you are in the UK, please come out. I know it's Bank Holiday weekend. I know we have the Reading Festival going on as well. But really, you want to come and see me. And we had a fantastic show last weekend. Absolutely fantastic. And it was the first show of the tour. So I'm going all over the UK. I am planning on coming over to the States next year. So if you do want to see me in the States, email me, okay, your whereabouts, and if you'd like me to come out there and do either some readings or a show out there, or TV appearance or radio appearance, you tell me, because I'm planning my trip around the United States. Or indeed, if you're listening in Canada as well, I'd love to come to Canada, beautiful countryside, and for those listening in India, obviously, just email me at info at nick-humphreys.com. As you can see, I'm slightly put off by another load of chocolate that's been given to me. So it's info@nick-humphreys.com, and email me your whereabouts. Whereabouts are you? Now, if you're going to listen to me on my Tuesday show, it's a two-hour show, and this Tuesday, just gone, I announced that for the following show, I'm going to do something slightly different. Now, I came up with an idea many years ago, and indeed, I'm actually writing a book about it, about tree readings. It's not that I come around your house and look at a tree that's in your garden. It's a tree reading that you draw. It's an essence of you, how you perceive yourself to look as a tree. And then I take a reading from that. It's a lot about your personality, the paths that you've been down, and your upbringing and so on. If you do want to have a tree reading, okay, there's no guarantee that I'll get to it, but if you do, email me your drawing on an A4 piece of paper, drawn in pencil, okay? You can put anything in the drawing you like, okay? Absolutely anything. In the drawing, in the tree, around the tree, above, below, so on. But use an A4 piece of paper however you wish you want to use the A4 piece of paper. landscape, portrait. It's entirely up to you. And then email it over to me at info@nick-humphries.com. Humphries is spelt H-U-M-P-H-R-I-E-S. Okay, and I'll do a reading that way. So it's just a different way of doing it. So this, I know we've only got an hour, and while I'm doing this, I'm actually opening up myself now. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a quick music track, and because I've got two tracks tonight that I'd like to play, we're going to go to a music track, and then afterwards I'll start doing some readings for you. So I'll be back in, 3 minutes, if that. Close to you. You can hear the tip tapping in the background. That's my smelly dog that's just been let in, and it stinks. So before I go to the readings, I forgot to tell you this, okay? There's a new paranormal group, okay? They're called the Midnight Paranormal Group, and I'm the resident medium for them. Now, they've got some cracking investigations coming up, okay? If you're in the UK and you want to come along. So on the 13th of October, they are at the Ancient Ram Inn in Gloucester, okay? Fantastic site. I've never been there, and I don't want to know about it, but I'm really, really keen to get there. And it's really cheap. It's £40 as well, minimum space of 10. And then on the 19th, we are in the Skirrid Inn in Abergavenny in Wales. Okay, and that's on the 19th of June. Tickets are £65 because you actually get a two-course meal thrown in and with the team. So you actually you get to sit there and talk to us and ask us loads of questions. And no, I'm not going to be doing any readings on the night, but it'd be a good night. So go to you can go to their website because it's up and running. It's www.midnightparanormalgroup.co.uk, and they've got a Facebook page of the same name. Okay, so have a look, and if you like the page on Facebook, please tick the like button, and also my international medium page as well. So we do have an incredibly smelly dog here, and he's just been taken out of the. He stinks. So right, we're going to open up the telephone lines, and you can probably hear my wife in the background going, "God, you stink!" Because I took him out for a walk, and he disappeared for about 10 minutes, and he came back covered in some sort of brown stuff that stinks. I can only assume it's fox's stuff. So leave it at that, shall we? But yeah, he stinks. Right, so let's go to the telephone lines. I can't remember. Interesting. I can't remember who's actually on the telephone line. So let's go to the telephone call and let's do a reading for somebody, shall we?
Hello.
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 Hello. Can you hear me?
Nick.
Yes.
Okay, this is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you calling from?
Tennessee.
Tennessee, wow. And how are you?
I'm fine, Nick. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Really good.
Okay. I wanted to connect with a loved one.
Okay. Right, so it's the spirit link you want, is it?
Do I get to choose, or just whoever comes through is fine, but I would like to connect with my sister Myra.
Right. Okay. Well, we can't. Yeah, we can't always guarantee.
Sometimes I know they don't come. You know, sometimes they won't come through. Other people come through. But okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, we can't always guarantee who comes through. Okay.
That's right. I know that.
Right, thank you. I'm just being made aware as well. I know you said you wanted to speak to your sister or have your sister come through and give a message, but I'm being drawn to a lady that's in spirit. I don't feel she's your sister. I feel she's older than your sister. Thank you. Right, okay. And she's just saying to me that she's on mum's side of the family, and I want to take your attention to your grandmother. Okay, you'd understand this.
The lady is older than my sister?
Yes, this lady is, she's telling me that she's your grandmother on your mum's side of the family.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Okay. Right, thank you. Right, thank you. So, can you just say that again? Right. She's just telling me that she's aware of your sister. Okay, so she has met up with your sister in the spirit world. And she's telling me it hasn't been that long ago that she passed over. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Right, okay, thank you. And she's just telling me, unfortunately, sweetheart, she's just telling me that she's not quite ready, okay? Right. This is grandmother saying this, okay? She's saying that your sister is not quite ready with the energy changes because when they come through, they have to lower their energy or raise their energy or so on, okay? So I have to raise my energy and they have to lower theirs to meet. We meet in the middle, okay? Right, okay.
Okay.
Right. But she is passing a message through, okay? And basically what she's saying to me through your grandmother is that she says thank you to you, okay? Right, okay. She's just saying to me it was long and hard. Do you understand this? It was long and hard. Like it was a thank you. She's talking about her passing. You understand her passing was long and hard?
Yes, it was. Oh, yes. Well, it's long and hard for me. It was quick for Myra. It was unexpected. It was a very tragic passing, and it
Okay. Well, she's just saying,
unexpected.
right, because she's just saying to me via your sister that her passing was long and hard. How, if it was for yourself or for your sister, she's not telling me that. She's just literally just stating that it was long and hard. Thank you. Right, okay. Right. Okay. She's talking about teenage boy or teenage boys. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I had three, and one of them was my sister's son that we adopted. But they're grown men now. But yes, they were teenagers, yes.
Right. Okay. Right. Thank you. Second. Right. And one of them's. She's talking about a boy that's got beautiful blue eyes. Would you understand this?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Would this be her son? She's talking about the one that's got beautiful
Yes.
blue eyes. That would be her son.
Right.
Okay. Jolly good. So we know we're on
But
the right.
all my boys have blue eyes, and
Oh, okay.
Tommy had blue eyes too.
Okay, because she's, her link is that he's got beautiful blue eyes. Thank you. Right. Okay. Thank you. Right. Okay. Would you understand that either he's going through a hard stage at the moment? Would you understand that?
Yeah, oh yes.
Okay. Right.
He's making a big transition in moving. Yes.
Okay. I'm asking. Hang on a second. Right. Right. Do you know? Because every time I get this message, I see a glimmer of. Because I actually see spirit. Okay, but I see your grandmother. Okay, she's not overly tall. She just looks like the normal, what you'd perceive to be a household grandmother. Would you understand this with her? Okay, she just looks very cuddly, someone that you can go up to and give a nice hug to. You'd understand this with your grandmother.
Yes,
Okay.
we came from a long line of short women. Yes.
Okay. But every now and again, I see. Now I can't explain where I'm sitting, but I've got a door in front of me, and I see a face appear around the door. And it's almost like she's quite shy as to show herself to me. Okay, thank you. Right. Did you understand, or do you understand? She just said to me, literally, it's because of a disfigurement. Do you understand this?
A what? I'm sorry.
A disfigurement. So there's something not quite right. Right, okay, thank you. Okay, she's talking about her passing. Was it to do with some sort of injury, like she passed with an injury? Would you understand this?
My sister or my grandmother?
Your sister.
Oh, yes. It was a car accident.
Yeah,
Yes,
and
head-on collision with a
because she's talking.
transfer truck. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. She's talking about that she doesn't want to show herself to me because of the disfigurement. She still feels that she still carries the wounds that she had from the accident, okay? But
Oh,
I.
yeah, they were traumatic. They were.
Yeah, and she's telling.
Every part of her body was broken. She
Right.
went under the truck and out the back. It was a
Yeah.
head-on collision, but she kind of went to the side and back under the back of the truck. And yes, every
Right.
bone in her body was broken.
Wow. Okay. Bless her. Because what I'm going to do, okay, because she's still in this transition of not realizing that actually she's a beautiful soul, because that's what we are when we go over, okay.
Right.
I'm going to help her to realize the fact that, and I'll do this after the show, okay. So I'll ask her to come forward, and I'll help her, okay. because she's quite
okay,
shy and
shame
because of the disfigurement that she feels she carries. But she was a beautiful lady. You understand this as well.
She was beautiful.
And she's telling me that you need to take care of yourself a bit more. You'd understand this as well. You're not actually. Thank you.
I had a brain aneurysm, so sometimes I have difficulties. Yes, I need to take care of myself, no doubt.
Right, but also, thank you. She's talking about you being. It's either you're being self-indulgent with yourself, or you're eating the wrong foods. Does that make sense? You're not taking care of yourself in that sort of way. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not sleeping well either. It's like you've got insomnia.
Oh, no, I'm not sleeping at all.
Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. She's just telling me now that actually a way to help you sleep would be either to play. Now, please don't laugh at this. She's talking about lullabies.
Okay.
To have some, sounds really bizarre, but she's telling me this, okay, to have some lullabies to play, okay, or some sort of music in the background to help you sleep. Thank you. She's telling me that you're also taking some sort of sleeping tablet. You understand this?
Yes, my doctor gave it to me to try to help me to rest.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, okay. Now, I'm not a doctor, okay, so you need to carry on with whatever medication you're on. However, what I can tell you is that I'm being asked to tell you just to be careful with this medication, okay? And maybe you need to look alternative to what you're being given. So alternative therapy or an alternative medicine type thing because, okay, thank you. She's just saying to me, please be careful with those tablets. Right, thank you. They're quite powerful, she's telling me as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And they're also, they don't make you think right as well, do they?
No. They give me a foggy brain.
Yep. Right. And you become very forgetful, she's telling me, whilst you're on this, on these tablets.
Well, the forgetfulness comes from the brain aneurysm and how they went in and shut off the left side of my brain. But also, I would say that goes with both, with the medication and with the aneurysm itself, yes.
Okay, right. Right, thank you. Right, because she's just coming forward, okay? Oh, bless you, sweetheart. She's just coming forward saying, please, please, just look after yourself.
Okay.
I'm just asking. She's just saying something. Just hang on a second. What's that, sweetheart? Right. Okay. She's just talking about mum and dad. Okay. Because she's talking about saying hello to mum and dad. Do you understand this? That mum and dad, still on the airplane?
No, they both died. Myra died first. 4 months later, my mom, and then 8 months later, my dad.
It could be the fact that she's saying, I'm not going to make it fit, but it could be the fact that she's saying that mum and dad are saying hello, okay? I'm not seeing them. I can't see them here at the moment, but it may be that, okay? So just take a hello from mum and dad as well, okay? Right, okay. Right. She's telling me that you need to stop worrying, okay? You need to stop worrying because you're worrying about, thank you, you're also worrying about, because you're your condition, but you're worrying about financial stuff as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
You need to stop worrying, okay? Thank you. Because you are going to be, what's the word, cared for in that sort of, in that department, okay? You are going to be looked after in that department.
Okay.
Okay, right. I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, because I know I've only got an hour in this show. But I want you to take the love from your sister, because she is there, okay? She is around you, and also your grandmother, because your grandmother actually, without your grandmother, I feel that she maybe not would have come through this evening, okay? But I'm going to talk to your sister after the show, and I'm going to just show her that she's a beautiful lady and that she doesn't carry these
wounds. Oh, gosh, she has the most beautiful red hair. Very long. She was bright blue her. I think of her every day, every morning, every night before I go to sleep. And I love her very, very much. I miss her.
We don't have to be mediums to tell our loved ones that have passed in the spirit world, sweetheart, that we love them, because they hear us. They hear every thought that we think, okay?
Okay.
So know
okay,
that she's around.
You.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You take the love from the spirits, okay?
Same to you, love and light.
Yeah, and to you, sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. So, do you know, I love my job. I absolutely love my job. Thank you. Thank you for coming through. We're just going to go to the next caller now, and I believe we've got Jan on the line. Jan?
Yes.
Hello, Jan. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
And where are you calling from, Jan?
Alabama.
Alabama. Now, I understand that you were probably all expecting to speak to Andrew D this evening. Is that correct?
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Oh, okay. Well, you got me, okay, and...
That's quite all right.
And how can we help you this evening, Jan?
I'm basically wanting to know if my parents or another person who has passed or whoever comes through has any messages for me regarding, you know, because it's been so long.
Okay.
You know, I feel lost without them, and I need to know if they need to tell me.
Okay.
Something right. I should be doing differently.
Right. Okay. Let me just see what we get. Okay. Would you understand that your father passed into spirit world first? You'd understand this.
Actually, my mother did first.
Mum did. Okay. I'm just trying to work this out, okay, because I'm seeing a couple of people coming forward, and your father's coming forward, and he's just saying to me about passing first, but I didn't quite hear, so, okay, right, okay. Sweetheart, I'm being told you go to church quite a lot. Is this true? Is this correct?
I did as a child.
Right, okay. Right. Right, and this gentleman's actually coming forward. He's not building up his energy enough for me just to see just yet. I can see just see the outline of him, okay? But I can hear his words, and he's talking about that you are. Thank you. Right, thank you. Do you understand? He's telling me that you expect quite a lot. Do you understand this? You expect quite a lot.
Yes.
You understand this, yeah? Because this is what he's telling me. Because he's telling me that you need to expect less. Okay, right. Thank you. And he's just telling me you just need to carry on the way that you are. You're doing, in his words, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. Right. Okay. Okay. Right. And he's just telling me that you always seem to beat yourself up on things. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Right.
I always think that I'm a perfectionist. I always think that I could have done better at hanging a picture to decorating my home or to the outfit and the jewelry I have on. You know, I always am second guessing myself.
Right. Okay. Right. Thank you. Okay. Because he's talking about to me, he's talking about the fact that because you are this particular way, which is great, okay, because it's how you are, but you understand it also, he's telling me also it's sort of stopped you from doing certain things with your life. Does that make sense to you?
I believe that maybe they're trying to say that maybe a certain person it stopped me from doing things with my life that I wanted to do.
Right, okay. Right. Sweetheart, would you understand that Mum stood a little bit shorter than your father?
Definitely.
Okay. I want to say quite a bit as well. Do you understand?
Quite that? A bit. Yes,
yeah.
Very much so.
Because thank you. I want to say, actually, even though your mum was small in structure, she was actually big in voice. You'd understand this?
Yeah.
Yes, and your father, I would. Your father was quite the quiet man. He listened and he let the things roll around in his mind, and then he would speak. Does that make sense?
Yes, he pretty much, you know, I mean, even though he worked hard and he got the things that he always wanted, he let her be the financial, you know, she was the decision maker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Because she's actually, before, she was standing behind him, okay, and she's just walked around him, sort of like shoving him out of the way almost and saying, just let me do all this. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Thank you. Because she's just, thank you. She's just saying to me that there's obviously this restriction around you. Okay, so there is a restriction around you. She's also telling me that it's on two parts. You, because you are this perfectionist, which is great because you like to see things done correctly. But also it does get you or stops you from going somewhere or doing something particular because it's not quite right for you, if that makes any sense. But also there's this other restriction. Say again. She's talking to me about dancing. Right. But you understand why she's talking to me about dancing? Like you've always wanting to dance?
I love to dance. I was always dancing around the house.
Yeah,
and
tell me,
not at the local pub.
Okay. Right, okay.
And she knew this, though, but she always wondered. She would say, well, where did you get your rhythm?
Wow, okay. But she's telling me that, right, thank you. She's putting this in place of enjoyment as well. So she's telling me there's not enough enjoyment in your life. You'd understand this?
Yes.
She's telling me it's gone very somber. You understand
yes.
this?
Yes.
Right. Can you give me a bit more then? Thank you. Okay. She's talking to me. Now, this is, I think this is probably a bit of guidance for you, okay? Because she's talking to me about the fact that you should join, and she's giving me a dance studio, like a Latin sort of dance studio. You know, it's not ballroom, it's like Latin dancing. Do you understand this?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, very much so.
And she's telling me there's one just down the road from you as well. There's one just down the road from you. There's some sort of studio just down the road from you where you can go and...
Yes.
You understand this?
Yes.
You need to go there. You need to go, okay? Right, thank you. She's telling me it's... What side is that? She's telling me it's on... Okay. Right, I'm getting mixed up. She's giving me directions here as well. I don't need the directions. It's almost like I hear downtown, but like I'm turning right out of the house. It's on down the street on the right hand side.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Right. Well, you need to go there. There's a particular reason why you need to go there. Okay. Now, thank you. Sweetheart, you're in a relationship at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm married.
Okay. I don't know why she's... Well, maybe you need to both go then. Maybe this is what it is, to get the enjoyment in. Have a bit of a laugh, but go... But
she's not able.
Right.
He's not physically able.
Right. Well, it's not about... She's telling me that you need to go to this other place, okay, to this dance studio. A, for yourself, and to have the enjoyment. But she's telling me there's a particular reason why you need to go there, and it's not because of another man or anything like that. It's just that you need to go there. It's something that your soul needs, okay? Okay. Right, okay. It's you time, she's telling me. It's you time. You've done a lot for everybody else, but it's you time that's important now. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So yeah, she's talking to me about a cross, okay? You know, like a church cross. To me, it looks like a plain, normal-looking cross. Either you had it on the wall or it was dangling on the wall. Do you understand this?
I have crosses. I have about three around my neck, and I have them all over my house.
Right. This one looks
like... And I have them dangling from cabinet knobs in my kitchen, and from my vehicles.
Right. This one is looks like it's made out of wood. It's brown, made out of wood, and it's on the wall. But this, you'll know which one it is because this particular cross keeps falling off. You'd understand this. It's either either falls off, or it looks like it's either it's not straight. It's either to the left or to the right a little bit, and you have to go up and you adjust it. You don't
straighten it.
You understand it. She's talking about
because it's by a door.
Right. She's talking about the cross that does this, but also it will fall off or it falls off. Okay. Okay. Thank you. She just confirmed me. She said, "Yeah, you've had to pick it up once and put it back on the wall." You might have to think. Have you? You've done this?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's by a door and it fell one day off the wall where I had hung it.
Okay, because she's telling me that she's watched you do this. She's watched you pick it up. She's watched you do this. This is why she's got this memory. Okay. And she's telling me it's going to happen again. And from what she's telling me, it's actually her doing this. It's for you to be aware that she's around. Thank you. Okay. She's just telling me that she wasn't particularly a church goer. Does that make sense to you?
Not at all. She was there every time the doors opened.
A church? Is it a church?
She was very religious.
Okay. Right.
She was a good person.
Oh yeah, definitely. I can tell this, but for some reason
she wasn't overzealous about the religion. She didn't push it, but in her heart, that was what.
Yeah.
She found comfort in the church.
Okay, it could be that that's what she's trying to tell me because she just said to me about I didn't push church or I didn't go to church or but there's something significant about this cross. The fact that she's making it aware that it was her that she's doing it, okay?
My mom's doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's she's actually showing me walking down the street. She's holding my hand to walk down the street to show me this dance studio. You know, I can picture the whole street. I can tell you what it's like, but that's not the.
They always wanted me to. Pursue.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? Because I know I've only got an hour, okay? But if you obviously want to listen back, you can go to the archives of mikespirit.fm, okay, and listen to this. But your mum and dad, they are together. They're happy. They're watching you, but you need to have a bit more enjoyment for yourself, okay? That's what they want you to do. And if they want to see you dancing, okay?
Okay.
All right,
yeah, my dad loved it. He'd love to watch me dance.
Yeah, I know. So you need to go, okay? You need to do this.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You take care.
Thank you very much. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You.
And to you, sweetheart. So, it's what, 10 past now. I've got one more track that I want to play, and then we'll come back and we'll do a couple more readings. And if that's okay. And I know Anna is next. Anna, if you're listening, just keep hold. Okay, I will get to you next. I just want to go to this track, have a sip of water, and I'll be right back.
Tonight.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh as soon as I come on. It's just that my wife's shaking a carton of hot chocolate. We love our chocolate. So anyway, that was Earth, Wind and Fire. What a great track. And yeah, Andrew sends his love and light to everybody. He's just popped online. So we're going to go to the next caller. And thank you to everybody that's listening, by the way. It's been an interesting evening. So the next caller is Anna, I believe. Anna, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Anna. Thank you for holding on.
You're welcome.
And how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm just peachy keen here.
You're what, sorry?
I said I'm peachy keen.
Oh, right. Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey. I'm on the East Coast.
Okay, very nice. And how is it we can try and help you this evening?
I would just like to have any messages that come forward.
Okay, right. Okay, I'm just seeing if I can get anything at the moment. And right, for some reason I'm being told to talk about your work. You don't understand this?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm being told that you've got a decision to make about your job. You understand this as well?
Yes.
You say unsure, are you?
Unsure, yeah.
Right, thank you. Thank you. I'm just being told that with your work or your job, okay, this decision, you're wondering whether or not you've made the right decision. Does this make sense to you? Please tell me if you don't understand it, because I'll ask them what they mean, okay? So if you don't understand it, just say. But they're telling me that you've either had to make a decision recently and you're wondering if it's the right decision, or it's the fact that you're having to make a decision and you're wondering which path to go down. Does this make sense?
Well, I fight with myself saying that I should have went to college and chosen the better career, if that's what they mean.
Okay.
By it.
It could be, okay. Thank you.
That's what I'm angry about.
Let me just dig a little bit deeper here, okay? Because I'm just being spoken to again, okay? I'm being spoken to by a lady that's in spirit, right? And I do hear, and I feel like she's on mum's side of family, and you don't understand mum in spirit. I'm feeling more mum with this lady than grandmother. Do you understand this?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right, thank you. But she's just saying to me that you've done the right thing for yourself at that time. You understand this, okay? Your career path is what you decided at the right time in that period of your life.
Uh-huh, okay.
Right, okay, thank you. But also she's just saying to me as well that... Okay, interesting. She's just saying to me about... going back into that environment of either studying or relearning. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because she's just saying as well that... I'll tell you, she's lovely. She's very gentle, this lady, okay? She's just saying to me that you just need to ease yourself back into this, okay? You understand why she's saying this?
Yes.
Right, okay. But she's saying to me, it's not just a different career, it's a huge change in your life. You'd understand this as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, with what then? Okay. And she's just saying to me about moving. So, okay, thank you. And she's talking about up sticks. So up, either you're thinking of moving or you will be moving away from where you are at the moment. Do you understand this?
That would be wonderful. Who does she have me moving with?
Right, okay. Thank you. Because I feel she's just talking about the fact that there's going to be this career change, okay? But you'll be moving somewhere else with this career path, okay?
Uh-huh.
Who? Right. She wants me to make you aware of Gramps. Gramps or Gramp? Gramps. Do you understand that name? Gramps? It's like grandfather. Gramps. She's saying it in a particular way that she's trying to make you recognize.
Yeah. I said it a different way. I said it, Grandpa. I said it differently, yes.
Okay. But she's make... Right, thank you. Okay. But she's making me aware of him. So, and he's... Thank you. She's telling... He was quite important to you when he was on the Earth plane. You understand this?
Yes.
Very close, I've been told. You understand this as well, okay? I'm being told and I'm being shown... it's almost like he's being wheeled in, okay? But he used to sit down quite a lot. You understand this?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right, okay. Right, okay, thank you. Sweetheart, would you understand, because I'm being told by your mum here, okay, that your grandfather would have passed away in a chair? Do you understand this?
No. He passed away in the bed. But he used to sit in the chair all the time.
Right. Okay. I can only explain what I can see. I can see
uh-huh.
him sitting in the chair. Okay. But he would have had some sort of frame as well that he would have tried to use when walking as well. Do you understand this?
I was only 3, so there's only so much I remember.
Okay. Because I can only give you information that I can see and
okay.
hear. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, okay. Right. Okay. And I'm also being told that about banks, that you've had to change your bank recently, or you need to change your bank.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the bank that you're with is either in trouble or it's causing trouble. They're not doing something that they're meant to be doing. Does that make sense?
Hmm.
Sounds like all banks.
Yeah, all banks.
but you're just saying that, thank you, you need to change your bank. You need to change your bank.
Okay, I got that. All right. I'll do that.
Right, okay. But, okay, she's only making me aware of this because she's saying to me you're having trouble with the bank at the moment. Do you understand this? I need to make it clear. Okay.
Yes, I had a problem getting into my account.
Okay.
They took care of it.
Okay. Because she's making me aware of situations around you. Okay, thank you. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell her what? Okay. She's talking about, she's just saying to me, could you just tell her that I've got something back? And I'm just asking her what it is because she's, right, she's, okay. She's grinning at me, okay? She's saying I've got my smile back. I've got my smile back. Okay. There's something particular about a smile. Do you understand this? Right. Okay. And she's also indicating to her hair as well. So she's saying I've got my smile and my hair back. Do you understand why she's saying this?
No, I don't.
Okay. Very strange. I'm asking her to come a little bit closer because she's just... Right. Okay. She's just saying to me... talk about her hair now, okay? She's just saying towards the end of her life, okay, here on the airplane, that she had trouble with her hair or she couldn't do what she wanted to do with her hair or it was never the same. Do you understand this?
That's a possibility, yes. Mm-hmm.
But she's telling me to tell you that obviously she's got her hair back and she's showing me a smile as well. She's talking about her smile. Okay, right. Right, thank you. And she's also telling me that, right, okay, that you are also fairly similar in the smile department because you don't smile enough. Do you understand this? Thank you. You're seeing that you don't have a reason to smile. Do you understand this?
I understand that, yes.
Thank you. And she's just telling me that you've got every reason to smile. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Thank you. Okay. And She's saying to me that you've got every reason to smile, but she's also making me aware of teeth, okay? And she's making my teeth go a bit funny here, okay? But, thank you. Have you had some work done recently, or you need to have some work done?
I just had an implant done because I bit into something and I cracked a tooth, yes.
Right, because that's right. Maybe this is why she's saying you've got your smile back, or she's got a smile back. She's talking about, but you need to smile a bit more, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Does she say anything about Andrew?
Andrew? Are you saying anything about Andrew? Andrew? I'm asking. I'll see if I get anything back. Andrew? Are you talking about Andrew? Right. I'll be honest, I'm not getting anything about Andrew at the moment.
Okay.
Say again? Just say again. Right. All I can hear about Andrew is a boy, okay? A boy? Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, no, obviously we've got the name Andrew, but when I say the name Andrew, from what I hear from her is, thank you, can you just show me that again, because that was weird. Right, okay. I'm feeling very young energy with this Andrew. Do you understand this?
I do.
And that's why she's giving me the boy feeling, so that either he was a boy or a very young man, so in his teens. Do you understand this?
No, he's not in his teens. He's a young man.
Right, okay.
He's middle-aged.
Right, but she's giving me young feel to this person.
Yeah.
Okay. Say again. Right, okay. I'm being told that there was some sort of injury on his passing. Do you understand this?
On Andrew's?
Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Andrew didn't pass. His father just recently passed.
Right.
His father.
Okay, and was there some sort of head injury involved here?
I don't know. He had a heart attack, so I don't know if he hit his head maybe when he had his heart attack. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Because what I'm seeing, okay, and what she's describing to me is somebody that would have passed with a head injury, with the same or connected to the same name as Andrew, okay. But that's all she's given me. She's not giving me a great deal more, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it there, okay.
Okay.
I need to take the love from the spirit world, okay. Change your bank, do what you need to do. Restudy and go for a different job.
Absolutely. I most definitely will.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. So very quickly, we're going to go to the next caller because I'm running out of time. 631, I believe. Area code 631.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Where are you calling from, sweetheart? Can I have your name as well?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Anne from New York. I know I've only got 5 minutes left, so how can we help you?
Okay. If you have any messages from Spirit.
Okay.
Particularly concerning my house. but whatever comes through.
Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. The health issue, okay? Could that be through chest area?
The health?
Your health issue. Would that be...
I didn't say a health issue, but I said a house, but whatever you're going to say, go ahead and say it.
Right. Okay. Because it may not be you then. Because I'm getting somebody coming forward that would have had an issue with the chest area, okay?
Yes.
I'm getting mixed here. Okay, I'm getting mixed signals. I feel I want to say a lady with this issue. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Thank you. Sweetheart, she's pointing towards the breast area of the body as well. Would you understand this?
I'm not sure. I mean, it depends on who it is. I'm not...
Right, okay. I'm just trying to get...
Is she talking about me or herself?
No, she's talking about herself.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
Okay, let's see what she's got to say, because you want to know about your moving. Okay. Right. But she's telling me that, right, thank you, that something's been happening recently along with a house move, or you're thinking about a house move, but she's telling
me... No, I'm trying not to move is really what I'm trying to keep my house is what's happening.
Okay. Maybe I'm on a completely wrong wavelength here, but she's talking about stuff having to go in boxes, okay? Okay. Right, thank you. But she's also, with this, she's also saying that actually it's not going to be as bad as you think. She's just saying to me, it's not going to be as bad as she thinks. And things are going to be in boxes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Thank you. But it's, thank you. She just made me aware that actually you're being made to move. It's not that you want to move. You know, it's not like a sale, but you are being made to... Thank you. Right. Okay. Would you understand this? She's quite adamant that you're being made to move.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to work against.
Right. And she's talking about the She's talking about the landlords. Landlords? Is that correct?
No, I don't have a landlord, no.
I might be getting the wrong connection here then, because I'm being told that the landlord is, or some, whoever's in control of the place, is a bit of a tyrant, not that good, and the place you're going to move to or go to is actually going to be a lot better.
Well, like I said, I don't have a landlord, so I don't know if this is me that you're pulling in. It could be, you know, sometimes different people connect at the same time.
Yeah.
And I know you're rushed, so.
Maybe. So, unfortunately, I'm going to leave it there. It's a bit of a disappointing thing to do, but I'm going to have to leave it there because I'm being counted down by one producer. So, maybe you should try my show on Tuesday evening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have more time for you as well, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. So, guys, I know it's not a nice way to end that part of the reading. That's not what I like to do. I like to make sure everybody's happy. But I'm running out of time. It's only an hour. This is why I like doing two-hour shows, because I spend a bit more time with the connections. But if you are interested and you want to listen to me again, come to my show on Tuesday evening, okay, at 9 p.m. GMT Eastern Time. But I'm going to leave it there for you. So good evening and good night wherever you are, and God bless.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.